Hello, my name is Amy and I have written a biography on Walter Tull. Walter Tull was the first ever black officer to serve in the infantry in the British Army, as well as receiving a professional football contract. Coming from a really humble backstory, he began with absolutely nothing. His great-granddad, Daniel Tull, was a slave who worked on the plantations in the Caribbean, helping to produce tobacco, sugar cane and cotton, whilst his great-grandmother, also born a slave, lived an incredibly torrid existence. Eventually, they became free after the abolition of slavery in 1833 in the USA and immigrated to a farm in Folkestone, Kent. It continued to be difficult coming from a large family. When he was 5, his mother sadly died of cancer. In Italy, he was cared for by an aunt, but unfortunately ended up in a children's home. Walter's humble backstory continued because he and his 5 siblings had to move to a 9 children home. In Walter's spare time, he would play football for the home. He was picked up as a centre-forward for Clapton, then he moved to Tottenham Hotspur. His singing on fee would cost £10 and a week would cost £4. He was good at cricket as well. In 1916, the war broke out and he joined the Middlesex Regiment, which had a Pals footballer battalion. He went to war and was extremely brave. He was gassed, ended up with shell shock, and was promoted 3 times to Lance 6. By joining a footballer's battalions, where Walter would have been well known, he avoided all the problems that other black men faced when they wanted to go to war. Walter was commissioned and trained as an officer. He also was sent on a spy mission and won the Military Cross for bravery. Walter was known for his courage. However, during May 1916, he was sent to a hospital in England to recover from shell shock. One of the most important battles of the First World War began in an area known as the Somme. The British were confident that they would be able to defeat the Germans, but they were wrong. On the morning of the 25th of March in Italy, the Germans began to bomb the front line and launch their attack. As Walter was commanding his men, a machine gun bullet hit the back of Walter's neck. Walter's friend made a heroic attempt to save his friend's body, but his life was too much at risk and returned empty-handed. And so Walter's body was left on the Somme and his name sits with 35,000 others who didn't have a grave on the Arras Memorial. Walter Tull is an important person to learn about because he was a famous footballer. Although he was black and came from a poor background, he was very brave and inspires other people.